Can the Me Too era usher in equal rights for women in America? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Leanne Wheeler, professor of history at Binghamton University, looks into why an equal rights amendment has not passed already.
Most people in the United States believe that the Constitution already protects equal rights for women. When they learn that it doesn't, more than 90% support adopting an equal rights amendment. Does this overwhelming support for an ERA indicate that feminism has spread far and wide? Or is it instead a sign that age-old arguments against the ERA are obsolete? History suggests an answer. The ERA was defeated in 1982 largely because opponents convinced many legislators that the amendment would hurt women by doing away with women's sex-based privileges. These included full custody of children in cases of divorce, a heterosexuals-only marriage market, separate women's restrooms, and exclusion from the military draft. Fast forward to 2017. The threats that helped defeat the ERA have been nearly completely realized, but without, not because of an ERA. In cases of divorce, mothers no longer receive custody preference. Same-sex marriage is now the law of the land. Women-only restrooms are also on their way out. Drafting women into the military is also on the horizon. Most Republicans and Democrats in Congress support it and have appointed a commission to study it. The major arguments that defeated the ERA are no longer relevant. The privileges that inequality purportedly provided women are no more. This reality, combined with the very real discrimination, including sexual harassment and assault, that women still experience, helps to explain why Nevada has recently ratified the federal ERA and New York is considering passing its own. What will the ERA do for women? It will require courts to apply the highest level of scrutiny to sex discrimination. It will acknowledge that being a woman is not now, if ever it was, a privileged status. It will establish a constitutional foundation for challenging discriminatory treatment that threatens women's health, safety, and very lives.
That was Leanne Wheeler of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.